1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by the Opie Chicken House. Call the Chicken House for all of your catering needs, 620-475-3386.
In an effort to keep their staff and customers safe, the Opie Chicken House continue to adhere to social distancing guidelines and limited capacity. Chicken House hours are takeout only Mondays and Tuesdays, 11 until 1 and 5 until 7. Dine-in and takeout Wednesdays through Saturdays, 11 a.m. until 8 p.m. Call 620-475-3386 for takeout. They hope to see you soon. The Olpe Chicken House, a family tradition since 1958. KBOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Friday morning. It is 7:25, sunshine 64 degrees, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by Rochelle Burke. Rochelle out at Flint Hills Towing, and to preview and promote Big Biscuits and Gravy fundraiser for Tucker Lee happening tomorrow at the Lyon County Fairgrounds. Rochelle, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are things going for you today?
It's nice and beautiful outside.
Yeah,
indeed. Like that. And it sets the tone for, as Ron mentioned, a pretty busy time here, specifically tomorrow with the Biscuits and Gravy Breakfast. When and where do folks need to be meeting here?
We are having everybody meet off of, come in the north entrance across from the Liquor Locker. Watch for signs. They'll be down Industrial Street. There'll be a big banner, and a lot of the Fair Board gentlemen will be walking, looking, and pointing and telling everybody to enter through the north, and you kind of follow around the show arena, and we'll shoot you down by the diner, pick your biscuits and gravy up, and go on your way.
Yeah, should be swift. Get in, get out, and this starts, what, at 7 tomorrow morning, Rochelle?
Yes, 7 to 11.
Okay. I have to ask how much food you're going to have on hand here. I'm assuming you're going to be making for several hundred folks.
Yes. And we've kind of shot for about 1,000. We're hoping that we sell out early, but with the Unbound Gravel guys and the women of that, everybody's out there. They're kind of seeing all our signs and everything, and it is packed. We've kind of passed it along to everybody. Go down, send off all the riders down on Commercial Street, down on Mechanic, and come out, have your biscuits and gravy, free will donation.
Okay. Yeah, that was my next question. It is a free will donation, though. No specific set price.
No set price. We suggest 5, but it's whatever anybody's heart desires to donate to Tucker.
All right, and this is a fundraiser for Tucker Lee medical expenses. Give us, Rochelle, if you could, a little background on Tucker and what exactly he's dealing with.
Well, we decided to do this. It is sponsored by the Lyon County Fair Board. My husband, Jason, is been on for many years. Jody, Tucker's mom, is... her family has been a lifer on the Fair Board, and it's pretty much Fair Board, 4-H is family. And when they got the devastating news in April, it started in February. In April, they got the devastating news from while they were up at KU Med that he pretty much had the NUT carcinoma, which was a rare and devastating cancer in his lungs, and his fiance Brianna Beckman, she has a carrying bridge out there, and she just updated it on Wednesday and said they sure thought we were doing one reason we were doing this was for travel expenses, because they thought he would be able to go to one of two places, Cleveland, Ohio, or Houston, Texas, for clinical trials. Well, as of last week, he is up at KU Med, and it has now progressed further. And we're not sure if he is going to either place. And so they found out that it is in more in his chest and in his bone. you can follow the Caring Bridge that Brianna Beckman has. It's Tucker Lee on the Caring Bridge, and she updates it regularly.
Now that that's some tough news right there. Thoughts and prayers indeed to the family, and we can all help out by stopping out and participating in the Biscuits and Gravy fundraiser breakfast tomorrow, 7 until 11, Lyon County Fairgrounds, and appreciate all the fair board's doing. And I understand, too, there's a couple more fundraisers. Is there a T-shirt fundraiser, too, Rochelle?
Yes, we started this idea. We got Shelby Peterson and Shelby Fuller from Shelby Sassy designed it for us, and it just kind of started as an idea that, our fair board guys would get it. All of our volunteers that are going to be working tomorrow would just buy it, and then half the money would go back to their travel expenses. Well, it over exceeded what we ever thought we would be able to sell. So you can go online to their website and order through tomorrow, and then there is also another one tomorrow, Sunday,
yeah.
June 6th, at Town Royal. They're doing another fundraiser.
Yeah, Town Royal, I think, will open their doors at noon. There'll be a silent auction starting at 1, ending at 5, and they've got a lot of great silent auction items for you to possibly win. So a big fundraiser at the Town Royal starting at noon on Sunday. And again, as Rochelle mentioned, Shelby Sassy Designs has these great T-shirts as part of the fundraiser, too. But first on the list, we want to encourage everyone to stop out at the fairgrounds this morning and get a delicious biscuits and gravy breakfast, free will donation, all to benefit Tucker Lee, medical expenses and travel expenses for the family. Rochelle, anything else we need to add on to our list here?
Nope, just watch the bikers. It is very packed out there at the fairgrounds. I think we'd heard that there's over 200 campers out there. So just be patient, and we'll get everybody fed and get everybody through there as fast as we can on tomorrow morning.
Yeah, you bet. Watch for the bikers out there. They're parked right all over the place. It's like the show arena is full out there with the Unbound folks. Well, Rochelle, hey, great job this morning. Thanks for all you're doing. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Have a good day. Yeah, Rochelle Burke out at Flint Hills Towing. This is all put on the Biscuits and Gravy fundraiser by the Lyon County Fair Board. Of course, Jason Burke, a longtime Fair Board member, former president of the Fair Board. So appreciate all they're doing. Again, thoughts and prayers out to the Tucker Lee family.
Absolutely. And I would want to let you know, too, that as we look here at the live and local calendar here on KVU,